So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about a sci-fi movie, action, drama, horror, suspense movie called Underwater. It's directed by William Eubanks. The writers are Brian Duffield and Adam Kozad, and it stars Kristen Stewart and TJ Miller. And the synopsis is a crew of aquatic researchers work to get to safety after an earthquake devastates their subterranean laboratory. The movie starts off with some news clippings and video clips of the Mariana Trench, which is one of the deepest areas in, at least known on the Earth. Then it goes to there being a research vessel underwater. What happens is that there's a breach. And Kristen Stewart more or less is the engineer on this. So she's trying to save some of the crew. And there's another character that says, like, hey, forget them. Like, we need to save ourselves. And she closes off one section of the laboratory on the crew members that are dying. She feels so bad about it. And then other things start happening to the ship that can't be explained. Eventually, they find other characters on the ship, and a lot of the crew have left, so there's only a handful of escape pods, so they have to try to traverse from one area of the ship to another area of the ship, and then while that happens, other things go wrong. Now, I will say this. This kind of follows the Cloverfield formula. The whole thing is more or less a monster movie. Not only is it a monster movie, it is eerily close to Alien. It is Alien. I will say this compared to like a movie that you don't like. So that movie Life that had Ryan Reynolds in it, like you don't like that movie, but it is a monster movie,
I
more or less.
I hate it.
Yes.
With all passion.
The people in this movie do intelligent things. They don't make silly mistakes. Nobody's yelling at each other. It is a survival movie for most of the movie, like when it doesn't become a monster movie. But it is more or less Cloverfield, and then it becomes Aliens. It is 100% Aliens.
Shit busting out of people's chests, or?
Well, not really, but the way that the monster is, that forced suspense that you would get from Aliens, that have this small ragtag crew of people trying to hunt down the monster. Kristen Stewart is Ripley.
Like, is really monster small or big?
No,
or
it's a large monster. I mean, it's a sea creature, so it's large, and it's destroying parts of the ship. So the whole movie is trying to escape off of the ship. It's, obviously, again, it's underwater. It's in the deepest area of the ocean. You have the Ripley character of Kristen Stewart. So it reminded me of a couple of movies. It reminded me of The Descent. And again, Cloverfield. And like Cloverfield Paradox as well. And I would say at some point I was watching The Core. And it also kind of reminded me of that.
The Core? What the?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible movie.
So, it's directed well. It looks okay. And the acting is not bad, but it is an Aliens movie. It is an Aliens movie.
I mean, Kristen Stewart is not a bad actress.
Kind of like the along the lines of The Abyss, The Descent, that eventually people go into a certain area and they're not equipped to handle the monster that is in that area. That's really all this movie is. So I'm going to give a score, and the score is a 4.5. This movie could be good. Could be, if it wasn't just really an Aliens ripoff. And it is. And you might see that in some reviews, and some people might try to justify and say, here's some differences and stuff. The movie's an hour and a half. So it goes by quick.
That's not bad.
That's a positive. So it's not drawn out to 2 hours. They don't make terrible decisions. Nobody's yelling at each other. Nobody's screaming and yelling and being a turncoat, which is right. Kind of like the Cloverfield paradox. Everybody is focused on the task. They find a captain. The captain's like, this is what we need to do. We need to get suits, go to this part of the ship.
Right.
And find the escape pods. And then they get there and there's a wrench that the escape pods are, some of them gone, some of them are damaged, things like that. So
right.
they are progressively working through the problem, but it is 100% Aliens. So again, it's a 4.5. It's not a terrible movie. It's not terrible, but it is derivative. I think that's the big knock against this movie. As we said before, a lot of movies come out January, February-ish that aren't good movies. TJ Miller was okay, but
really?
Yeah. Yeah, at some point, TJ Miller's, are we supposed to like him today or not? Right. Type of thing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's okay. So that's all I can say about the movie. If you do get a chance to see it.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it is just the standard monster movie. It's not like Godzilla or something. You kind of have aliens, the descent, the abyss, and like somewhere in that middle of the pack is this movie. So that's all I can say, and that's Beast Game Podcast.